We're joined by Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. Ivan, talk about the status of some of the interesting bills we've been covering all session now that the final few days are here.
Well, a lot of these very contentious bills are now meeting their fate. One big bill that garnered a lot of controversy and debate would have limited the use of Native American mascots at schools. Schools would have to get permission from a tribe. If they didn't, they would need to discontinue the use within 2 years or face monthly fines. This bill barely cleared the House with one vote. In the Senate, Republicans, who were universally opposed to it, defeated it. Another bill that died was part of this law enforcement reform package, and it would have updated the criteria for what is considered racial profiling and prohibited police from doing that, and that also died recently. You know, it seemed like it had momentum out of the House.
That racial profiling bill did have a few Republicans on board in the House, but died in the Senate. Peter, I want to talk about some of the reproductive rights issues, which have definitely been high profile this session.
Yep, we finally got some resolution on some of the birth control related issues. Funding for LARC, otherwise known as IUDs, finally got to that resolution. It was a topic for just about the whole legislative session, trying to come up with the $5 million to expand the program. It was currently funded through gifts, grants, and donations. It was running out of money, and so there was an effort to expand the program so that more low-income young women could get these devices. It was contentious because it had bipartisan support. It was sponsored by a Republican, but over in the Republican-controlled Senate, there was not that sense of support, and that bill finally went away. To the ire of many in the pro-choice community who really wanted to see that pass. And then we sort of had the grand finale to the abortion debate when we saw this bill that would have created a waiting period for women who are looking to get an abortion and required an ultrasound and some other things. It was really hated by those in the pro-choice world. And ultimately, a woman, a Republican, voted with Democrats to kill that attempt in a Republican-controlled committee, which was kind of interesting. So it sort of was kind of like the final stamp on this debate we've been having.
We still have some interesting debates left. Lawmakers recently introduced a bill to increase their own salaries. It would go into effect in 2019. It would also apply to the governor and other statewide elected officials and would let counties raise salaries of their local officials. Only a few days for that to pass. That's typically a controversial topic. And then we have measures that they've been talking about for months, and yet we still don't have resolution. Ivan, I'm thinking of police reform legislation.
Several of these bills have already been defeated, but there's a couple that are still pending. One of them would basically reinforce that citizens have a right to record law enforcement activity and would also attach some penalties to when law enforcement violates those rules. They would have to ask for consent first or get a warrant to seize a recording. If they don't do that, their department would be subjected to possible civil action. There's also a bill to collect demographic data on police shootings. And even though there were a couple of bills that died recently that would encourage the use of body cameras and revise some of the police training curriculum, the bill sponsor is going to try to get those to be reconsidered. So those two might come back.
That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press, Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.